A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Not a bad morning at all. And good morning to you, Jerry.
Certainly not. An interesting article came across in the Irish Times from a neuropsychologist, Ian Robertson. Everything at the moment, Tony, relates to the Irish football team and Troy Parrott scoring his 3 goals and getting us through to the playoffs. But this man was saying something, and it kind of chimed with something that you say from time to time as well when you're talking about dealing with issues or dealing with the issue that ego can raise. The article says that Troy Parrott, in his interview afterwards, he talked predominantly in terms of we rather than I. Now, the article goes on to say he's been through some tough times since becoming a professional footballer at a very young age, a lot of injuries, a lot of adversity, being loaned out to several clubs. Now he's in a rich vein of form, but that he's shown resilience and determination. But he focused on that use of language, we as a team, rather than, well, I just scored the 3 goals and I'm brilliant. That there's a lack of an ego there that serves us well and serves Irish people well when it's displayed like that. That's a fair point, isn't it?
It's a very fair point. And I think, you know, anybody playing on any team is a member of that team. And when they're speaking about the team, they should always use the collective we. And there's too much ego in the world. I mean, if we get enough of it from the USA. I mean, the ego destroys relationships. Well, a little bit of ego, that's in every one of us. But when it's displayed in that sort of, aren't I great? I'm doing great things. It turns people off. It creates a barrier between people. So, I mean, it's not good for anybody to be using those terminology.
Yeah, certainly not. And that is part of it. But it's a positive when you look at that as an example of the way to go. And even in your interpersonal relationships, that you don't say you say we, or you have an open discussion and be open to everything.
It is. It's a very good thing nowadays, because it's so rare that it's picked up by the media. And that's the problem, really. Yeah.
It certainly is. And look, while talking about that, one of the issues this week in the United States has been President Donald Trump and his insult he flung at a journalist for asking a question he didn't like. He said, quiet piggy. That's kind of a display really of, I suppose, bullying behaviour, is it?
It is bullying, and it is very unpresidential. It is very, very uncomfortable to see and hear. But I mean... there's so much stuff coming there that it's almost impossible to deal with. That's a minor little issue. But yes, it is totally not on and not forgivable. I mean, that is ridiculous behaviour from a president. It's as simple as that.
From an adult, Tony, I suppose, is the point. And how do you deal with that if you are an adult and someone engages in, you know, schoolyard name-calling?
Yeah, I mean, the world is full of people who are aggressive and putting themselves up before other people. And it's the world. If you look across the world at the moment, there's so many countries are behaving that way, but also individuals. I mean, in society, now, I'm not saying that there aren't good people. There are, thanks be to God, a load of very nice and very thoughtful people in the world too. But unfortunately, there is a huge display of that sort of, you know, me before everybody else. And, you know, it gave me heart to see the No Kings thing in America there a couple of weeks ago. And it was very, very, very well said. And there was absolutely no rough stuff or anything in it. And what we need is more people expressing themselves without being aggressive or without being, you know,
a rejection from people of bullying behavior or, you know, egomaniacal behavior, really saying that this is
absolutely
not.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, we're only slowly turning. But I think what's happening in the world is beginning to waken people up to it. And, you know, I often look at world affairs and say, why is this happening? And I believe, actually, that affairs happen as is needed. And, you know, in society, I think we need aggressive people to show the world that's not the way to go. It sounds sort of ridiculous, but that's how I believe, you know, it will begin to turn around, is when enough people begin to say that's not the way to behave.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the journal, and look, it's a presidential journalistic relationship there, so it's a difficult one on a plane as part of a small press gaggle in that situation. But kind of, how do you confront rudeness either against yourself or somebody else? Do you call it, because there's been criticism of other journalists for not speaking up and calling out President Trump for what he said to that female journalist. Now, that's part of the, I suppose, the Trump dynamic and you know, the power dynamic there. But in general, for people, if you do come across it, what's the best thing to do?
Well, I would ignore it. If somebody just insulted me, I would just absolutely ignore it. But if it's done in a public situation, like if you gave out to me and told me what you thought of me, yeah, I might take that a step further. But it's best ignored. I mean, that sort of behaviour is childish. That is a six-year-old in a temper. And that's exactly how these people behave. And the best thing to do is to ignore them. I mean, if I was a journalist and somebody said that to me, I'd just laugh. I would laugh out loud so as it would be heard on the cameras at it and say, that's very funny. You know, just wipe it off the screen. That would be my way of dealing with it. I think the media will pick up on it. There's no question about it. And people will pick up on it. And I think people are getting fed up with that behaviour now in the world.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, Tony, we'll talk more about other queries that are coming into us on the programme. On the programme, get to those after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on Kerry Today. Tony, a listener gets in touch, says, of late I find myself being really annoyed by people who make promises but seem to have no intention of fulfilling their pledge. It can be as simple as, we'll meet as soon and have a long chat, or I have this great CD, I'll drop it over to you. Maybe I'm just getting a bit old and cranky or something, but I'm guided by the following quote, be a preserver of the sanctity of thy pledge.
Yeah. I was considering that, and you know, as a society, we tend to, you know, not be very well focused on the moral implications of making promises, because, you know, people will say all the time, you know, you must come around and visit us, and they don't mean it, because if they meant it, they would say, how about next Friday week? Are you free? And rather than make a promise or make an invitation or whatever, one should consider before making it, am I prepared to carry it through? And unfortunately, I don't think it's a meanness in people generally. It's just the way the society is built in Ireland. And, you know, people, you know, don't focus. Now, if somebody promises something like, you know, I have a gift for you, they will follow through because they know that it's nailed down. So a lot of the time, it's not a serious situation. But, you know, when somebody, you know, takes pen to paper and has to, you know, feel bad about it, you know, they've evidently experienced more than their fair share of it. It is, unfortunately, an Irish sort of thing. I think we're always, as Irish people, looking to be acceptable. And we make sort of open promises, but there's no follow-through. There's no, legal.
It's all very flippant, Tony. It's all very, we'll definitely do that, and then nothing's arranged and nothing happens.
Yeah, and it's a shame, really, that it happens like that. And it is very bad when somebody feels hurt by it or upset by it. But it is quite common. And it would be no harm if it were written into school sort of curriculum, you know, that if you make a promise, it's a promise. And if you promise, you know, if you say something like, you know, inviting somebody around, be sure to ring them and make an appointment, or you can write it off if they don't want to come. But, you know, there needs to be a little more focus on when we open our mouth, what comes out. We tend to, you know, be very verbal as Irish people, but we're very often not very focused on the implications of what we say. And I think that that is a lot of what happens there. It's not a badness in people. It's a lack of focus on, you know, the words they're using or whatever, you know. So that'd be my interpretation of what happens there.
Okay, brilliant stuff, Tony, as always. Thanks very much for joining us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony will be back next Wednesday. Get your questions, queries and observations in for him then.